I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence.
This investigation of the president was corrupt. The FBI and the Department of Justice were politicized and weaponized. And in my opinion, there are only two possibilities: that you were deliberately corrupt or woefully incompetent. And I don't believe you were incompetent.
This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies. I don't care what your politics are, you have to see that as fundamentally un-American and a threat to the rule of law that keeps all of us free.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
I know that Donald Trump will probably come after me again, and my attitude is going to be the same. I'm innocent, I am not afraid, and I believe in an independent federal judiciary.
Well, what I will say is that everybody knows that James Comey lied to Congress.
On May 3rd, 2017, in this committee, Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, "Have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?" You responded under oath, quote, "Never." He then asked you, quote, "Have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration?" You responded again under oath, "No." Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak. And Mr. McCabe, if he says contrary, is not telling the truth. Is that correct?
Again, I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
It's as clear as day. And this judge took an unprecedented action to throw these cases out to shield James Comey and Letitia James from accountability based on a technical ruling. And the administration disagrees with that technical ruling. We believe the attorney in this case, Lindsay Halligan, is not only extremely qualified for this position, but she was, in fact, legally appointed. And I know the Department of Justice will be appealing this in very short order. So maybe James Comey should pump the brakes on his victory lap.
Well, the Drudge Report, the Democrat Party mouthpiece, has the headline, "Bondi blows it. Comey and James cases dismissed by another one of these globalist judges," the same ones that have said everything Trump's been doing is illegal, like arresting illegal aliens, and of course, higher courts then override it. But it's a lot harder when a criminal case gets dismissed by a judge.
Did the FBI do these investigations by the book?
No.
No question.
No question.
These FBI records about the burn bags came to light during the criminal prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey. These burn bags contained records from Mar-a-Lago, January 6th, and the FBI Russia probe.
Someone has access to those different cases, a very limited source.
So limited source or a very senior person.
Right.
Is the fact that there was an investigator-level briefing for journalists at the New York Times?
That is highly, if it's not illegal, I don't know what it is.
Lindsay showed the receipts that Kash Patel and Dan Bongino found, including in the burn bags inside of a skiff inside the FBI. They were trying to destroy this evidence, and Cash and Dan found it, turned it over to Lindsay, and Lindsay filed her response to Comey's motion to dismiss for malicious prosecution.
The CIA warns the FBI, and then at the same time, they're applying to the National Security Court using information, which is opposition research.
Right. You can ruin somebody's life by just open investigation on them.
The globalists have most of the courts. They have the big corporations. They have a lot of the brainwashed young people. They have the universities. They don't have the mind of the average person anymore. But to them, they all feel insulated. They can just, as a mob, move against us in different ways, and that they're going to be victorious in the end. I can assure you that it's not going to go the way you think.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 50% off. And you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you, you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Live in Washington, D.C., Swamp Territory, of course. As many of you guys know, a lot's been going on over here. Before I jump into the show, though, head on over to galaxyownstore.com. It's buy one, get one free in supplements. It's one of our best sales, of course, and it's time to stock up. So just do that. Head on over to galaxyownstore.com. Get your Christmas shopping done over at the shop. When you support us, of course, you keep the operation up and running, and we greatly appreciate you for doing just that. So head on over to galaxyownstore.com. Also, in about, I'd say, 25 minutes, we're going to be taking calls from you. Many of you guys know I'll be back in the Pentagon tomorrow speaking with the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, Sean Parnell as well, his special advisor or senior advisor, I believe is the exact term, plus the spokesman. He's got a lot of hats, that guy. General Anthony Tata as well. We've got a lineup tomorrow of people I'll be speaking with. So if you want to call in and you want to come out and, you know, give me some advice, maybe what to ask, call into the show. We'll take your calls in just a few moments because we've got a lot to dive into, of course. But right now, like I mentioned, we are in Washington, D.C. A lot going on over here. A lot of, today was a lot of things going on. Joining me in studio, you might have seen him. He is a common individual on InfoWars, of course. Nick Sorter joining me in studio today. Thank you for being here.
I appreciate you having me on. I'm sorry. I just walked from home. My mouth is a little cold, but it'll warm up and I'll be able to talk. I will say, like, I have the InfoWars, I do the Sunday briefing now.
Yes.
Because, you know, you got promoted and you're a big shot now, but your ad reads are so much better than mine are. I mean, it's really...
Yeah. Well, you know, Matt will hand me the script of how, and I'm just like, Matt, I can't pronounce half these words, but I can tell people to go to the alexjonesstore.com because it's buy one, get one free. And I love the sale.
Blue.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, yeah, this is great. It's back in stock. The red is back in stock too. So it sells out quick, but people are big fans of the supplements that we sell. So that's the good news.
Yeah. Well, she went down there, Naomi. Yep. I don't know, some of you may have seen her on the show. Naomi's like, you were on there for like an hour on InfoWars, on the Alex Jones show.
Yeah.
And she was telling me all about the supplements that he's got lined up behind the studio walls there. So,
yes. Well, you got to come down to the studio and join me on, it's an early time slot, but the American Journal.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how I do it either. I've become a morning person, actually, especially with all of this going on. But yeah, we've been doing that. And I take the supplements every day now because I need to wake up in the morning. So that's good. Yeah. Yeah. So it's been enjoyable. But, you know, you're a busy man these days. You're showing up to these, they call them protests. I wouldn't call them real protests. But you're really getting into the fray of all of this. Give us an update. What's going on? Because I know you've been busy. You were obviously arrested. We spoke, you know, virtually. But here we are in person, so we might as well give it a swing again.
Here we are in person. So clearly not in jail anymore, although they would love me to be in jail again. And they are trying. Like, let's be very clear. But the out in Portland, I mean, you see, like, there's a first of all, they don't like to do their whole, oh, I'm going to fight fascism when it gets a little bit cold out, because the fascism can wait, apparently. The police, the Portland police, have been acting like they're doing something outside of the ICE facility because they're... they want to make sure, because the Court of Appeals out there, the Ninth Circuit out there is doing something called an en banc hearing, because they didn't like the 2-1 decision ruling in Trump's favor. So the other judges on the court were like, no, we're going to all hear this case now. So they have to rehear it. And as of now, even though this ICE facility out there has been raided, it's been barricaded, where DHS agents have been held hostage inside.
Yeah.
They're still not allowed to deploy the National Guard out there, which I don't know what the National Guard is supposed to be for at this point. Nobody has been able to articulate that to me. If it's not for protecting federal agents who are doing their constitutional duty and the citizens around the facility that are in grave danger because of these rioters and terrorists that are outside every night.
Okay, so you know what's crazy? Today at the Pentagon, I learned a lot. I learned the guardsmen who are now being sent all across the country to all these cities, their job, and we've heard them describe it specifically like this, but I don't think many Americans realize it. It's just to support law enforcement. So when it comes to arrests and stuff like that, they can't even do that. So it feels like to me, and I'll let you kind of, you obviously have firsthand experience, but it feels like to me that it sounds great that we're sending the National Guard in to help out, but there's really no backup on legitimacy behind it where they're able to actually go out there and really arrest these people. I mean, they could detain them and then just hand them over to another law enforcement agency, but they themselves don't have any authority.
Yeah, and I mean, they don't even want to send them out. When they were first deployed out here in D.C., they didn't even have firearms on them. And you see why that would, you see now why that was
exactly
a problem.
Yeah.
We were sounding the alarm on that for the longest time, and keep in mind, you know, I think the, like, President Trump has the best intentions in mind, right? But at the end of the day, I mean, he still has some people that are like, oh, well, this might be a little bit too politically charged, you know, if you send them out with long rifles in the streets. But at this point, it's proven. It's not the National Guard that's shooting people. It's people shooting the National Guard. And these people end up being terrorists from Afghanistan that are CIA trained, apparently, that are coming in from the West Coast, thousands of miles away, to come in and assassinate National Guard troops out here. So I don't know why they're not armed to the teeth at this point.
Yeah, and they were able to stop him by someone having a pocket knife.
A knife.
That's it.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? Well, you know, you bring up the immigration issue, and I want to bring that up because earlier today, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, in clip 11 was actually talking about that. And specifically, he's saying, you know, no country is safe when you're just shuffling all these unknown legal aliens into your country. Take a listen.
And I can go down the list. Why has he focused on mass migration? It's very simple, because no country is safe if you can just walk in without us knowing who you are into your country. We've seen the destruction that that's wreaking, not just in our own country, but the impact that it's having in Europe and in many other parts of the world. You talk about trade deals and the trade situation.
You guys see there, he's calling it out, and I think it's important because, I mean, Nick, the reality of it is we shuffle these people into our country, and we don't know who they are, and we're finding out the hard way. Do you even think, we had Senator Tommy Tuberville here too, and I asked him the same question, but do you think that there's a legitimate way to vet these Afghan refugees when we're bringing them into our country? I mean, we don't even know who they are. They say that the suspect last week in D.C. is 29 years old. If you look at his face, he doesn't look 29.
Well, think about it this way. Who do you have to ask in Afghanistan? So who holds the record? It's the Afghanis, right?
Taliban.
Who runs Afghanistan? It's the Taliban. So basically, we're asking the Taliban to vet people for us in the United States of America. And clearly, that's, you know, going to be anybody that the Taliban is going to give a rave review to is probably not going to be the best person that's fit for the United States of America. And they knew that you say that we're finding out the hard way. We are not finding out the hard way. It's the poor American people that were successfully convinced in this lie that they were thoroughly vetted when they were coming in and such. Those are the ones that are learning the hard way. The people that bought into the lie that Jen Psaki told, that Alejandro Mayorkas said, and then Joe Biden parroted because he didn't know what the hell was going on. Those are the people that are finding out the hard way.
And it's sad because we shouldn't have to learn the hard way on all of this. And again, we have that great soundbite of Psaki saying, oh, they're all vetted. Now would be a great time to circle back with her because she was a fraud from day one. And she continues to go on MSNBC, even push like fake news stories as if they're authentic. But she doesn't care. She's got a narrative to spin and she's not afraid to do it. You know, also one of the big topics over these last few months has been the SNAP program, food stamps. You know, so much fraud has been uncovered in all of this, but blue states won't hand over their data, which I think is insane that we even keep funding them if they won't hand over their information. But I want to play clip 12 for you because Brooke Rollins, obviously running agriculture right now, Department of Agriculture, she spoke out about the very latest amount of fraud that they've caught in regards to SNAP benefits. Take a listen.
USDA, but the third thing, which became very much a part of the national conversation during the Democrat shutdown, was SNAP reform, food stamp reform. When all of America saw what so many of us know and have been working on, but when you have so much rampant fraud in a program that 42 million Americans participate in, now a big good piece of news that I hope is written about, since you became president, about 800,000 of those 42 million have moved off of food stamps, which is hopefully the plan, with better jobs, higher wages, etc. But still, when we found 186,000 dead people or dead people's Social Security numbers being used, 500,000 people receiving benefits more than twice. We had a couple of people receiving benefits in six states. In February of this year, we asked for all the states for the first time to turn over their data to the federal government to let the USDA partner with them to root out this fraud, to make sure that those who really need food stamps are getting them, but also to ensure that the American taxpayer is protected. 21 states said yes, not surprised. 29 states said yes, not surprisingly, the red states. And that's where all of that data, that fraud comes from. But 21 states, including California, New York, and Minnesota, the blue states, continue to say no. So as of next week, we have begun and will begin to stop moving federal funds into those states until they comply and they tell us and allow us to partner with them to root out this fraud and to protect the American taxpayer.
All right, just note, it's worth noting, I guess you should say, that the government is currently, federal government is currently suing these states that are refusing to hand over their data on who's getting these food stamps and who's collecting them. But, you know, Nick, I could only assume that the people who are collecting it in blue states are probably committing an absurd amount of fraud. And then they have their state governments covering for them and refusing to snitch on them to the federal government. How insane is that?
Well, I mean, I don't know why. You got to think about it. It's the fact that we are continuing to blindly write checks to these Democrat states like California, Michigan, you know, whatever you name them, that don't want to hand over this data as to who is who are getting these SNAP benefits. Think about, we spend almost $1 trillion on this every single year on these stupid benefits that are going to, I mean, look on TikTok, which I hate to do because it gives me brain cancer every time that I do, but they go in and they're buying, you know, the bulk load of Twinkies and big bags of Doritos and stuff. That is what the SNAP program is going to, and it's not just going to those people, but also illegal aliens, and so it's time to put the foot down. And I've talked to Secretary Rollins personally, and I keep pushing on this issue, and she genuinely is trying to go after it. And I think that she will, but you know, we have to make sure that it's actually done rather than, you know, people have press release fatigue right now. That's what we're going to call it. Like, they're tired of hearing, oh, things are going to be done, and then they don't end up being done. And so we need to see the action on this, and we really need to see it soon.
Oh my gosh. They just put the most perfect photo up. Some obese woman baking it on her food stamp.
Oh my God.
I mean, sorry, folks, I hope you're not eating dinner right now, so you have to watch that, because that will definitely slim you down. But no, I mean, you're 1,000% correct. You know, Rollins, I've appreciated sitting back and watching her do her job, because this is an issue that she's taken on, a top priority issue. And the American people, like during the shutdown, that's probably the best thing that happened. I mean, I didn't know there was like 42 million Americans, or people, they said, on our food stamp program. And so I think that was one of the perks of the shutdown. We learned that there was a lot of people who were leeching on the system.
It's 10% of the country.
Yeah.
10%. Of the country, and you see a lot of these people, they don't actually need it. Like, you're not going to sit here and tell me that whatever, but like, you can pull that photo back up. You're not going to convince me that this person needs food, okay? This person is not going to starve. They probably could go another three or four shutdowns without starving here. So clearly, this is not a necessity for this person. And I've said it once, I'll say it again, and I'll say it 5,000 more times, that SNAP, the N in SNAP stands for nutrition, and those ho-hos or whatever that are on the floor, not including the fat black hoe there, that is not nutritious in any way, shape, or form. So
it's not, and it's frustrating because we're paying for this out of our own pocket. But again, I have to just disclaim, we don't know if she's on food stamps. Issue that disclaimer there, but she's eating good. I can confirm that just based off the looks. But it's just so frustrating. It's just so frustrating. And they brag about it. A lot of the people brag about it on social media, and I'm just so overseeing it. But let's get to something a little bit more serious. You know, we're sitting back, and I was at the Pentagon, you know, the old media is being pushed out. They voluntarily self-deported, and they're being replaced with the new media, which is great because now I have access, and that's exciting at least. Pisses off the corporate media, which we approve of course, but they still are going after Secretary of State, Secretary of War. Now that they changed the name, it kind of throws me off a little bit. Pete Hegseth, he's been fighting it out and battling it out. And they continue to push all these fake news stories. Things have gotten so bad that the Washington Post published a story that even the New York Times had to fact check and say, that's wrong. That's how you know things are getting bad at the Pentagon. But I want to play clip 13 for you, because even though they're really going after him and attacking Pete Hegseth, he's not backing down anytime soon. In fact, he says that he's still going to keep going after those narco terrorists. Take a listen.
I'll say again, we've only just begun striking narco boats and putting narco terrorists at the bottom of the ocean because they've been poisoning the American people. And Joe Biden tried to approach it with kid gloves and allowed them to come across the border. Cartels take over community, 20 million people, hundreds of thousands of Americans poisoned. And President Trump said, no, we're taking the gloves off. We're taking the fight to these designated terror organizations. And it's exactly what we're doing. So we're stopping the drugs. We're striking the boats. We're defeating narco terrorists. And we're standing.
And Pete, you may say one thing, that drugs coming in through the sea by sea are down 91%.
I'm not sure either, sir.
But down 91% by sea.
We've had a bit of a pause because it's hard to find boats to strike right now. Which is the entire point, right? Deterrence has to matter, not arrest and hand over and then do it again, the rinse and repeat approach of previous administrations. This is meant to get after that.
Okay, so Nick, obviously this is quite impressive to sit back and listen to the corporate media defend narco-terrorists. I mean, that's how bad they hate President Trump, mm-hmm. that they're actually going to go out there and defend these people who have killed thousands of Americans.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, only a couple hundred thousand people have been killed at the hands of these narco-terrorists out there. And it's pretty wild. I think that the story that the Washington Post decided they were going to push over the past week was to distract from the seditious six that were in, you know, pretty hot water for saying that troops needed to disobey, using their platforms and using their previous military experience or whatever you want to say, to say, yes, look, I was in the military. And you know what? You should ignore orders from President Trump that you perceive to be illegal. And I mean, if it was up to these guys, like everything that President Trump, like saluting President Trump would be illegal. In their eyes. And I think this is all a distraction. I think that's why the Washington Post put this out to begin with. The Washington Post, you know, I will say, have been probably the most pissed off out of any mainstream media outlet that you guys are now Pentagon correspondents. So
yeah.
I don't know if you've been watched on Twitter or X, but
I actually blocked a lot of them. Not going to lie.
Good call.
These reporters, they went after Loomer yesterday. Loomer was just cracking on them, roasting them a little bit at one of their desks. It was interesting going around their own office space. One of us, we found like someone's face mask, like the actual mask they were wearing. Don't know why they'd have that there, but that just tells you all you need to know about their reporting. It is biased. And there was actually wine glasses that were used that were left behind. I don't know. I didn't drink out of it.
I don't know what kind of diseases those would have. I would stay away.
I did stay away from it. They went after Loomer, though, tried to go after her. She's in good spirits, though. She was having fun. And, you know, the New York Times reached out to me for comments. I gave them a little bit. And then I was like, you know what? F you guys. I'm just so done with you. You're all divisive. You're nasty. You're evil people. The Guardian asked me to jump on a call with them to give them comments. I told them I don't have time to talk to any of you. It's just so frustrating because these people have spent a large amount of time going after the new media that's going to be now in the room. Rather than going after people like Lloyd Austin, who went MIA for a week to have surgery and didn't want to tell anyone about it. So this is, they're not happy with being replaced, but I'm sure we're actually going to get to the bottom of a lot of good stories here. And, you know, we're asking tough questions and we're going to hold the Pentagon accountable. We're not fools. We're not going to sit there and let them, you know, give us a watered down statement or not be truthful to the American people. We will hold them accountable and we look forward to doing just that. Switch gears a little bit. It looks like, the press secretary, I want to get this going because she says that President Trump, well, this is what she's saying in regards to the travel ban. You know, we had Senator Tommy Tuberville on a little while ago and he was going off about the whole Islamic takeover of this country. But the travel ban, one of my favorite things that President Trump did in his first term, I know this was the media that quoted it or made up this nickname. They called it like the Muslim ban. And he went after strategically countries that hate us and wouldn't allow them to come into our country. Well, it looks like the travel ban might be coming back. So I want to play clip 15 for us so we can listen to the very latest on that. Take a listen.
President Trump has done more to crack down on illegal immigration and to strengthen our legal immigration system than any president in history. Several months ago, he announced a travel ban on 19 third world and failed state countries around the world. Secretary Noem announced tonight she's recommending that travel ban widens and covers more countries around the globe. Special immigrant visas, which we know many Afghans have used to come into our country, there has been a complete suspension in policy. pause on all of those. If you look at the entire visa process in general, we have greatly strengthened and heightened the vetting process and requirements for that under Secretary Rubio's leadership at the State Department. And he has used his authority, which is unprecedented, to actually revoke the visas of many individuals who, yes, came here legally, but still pose a risk to our country and should have never been allowed in the first place. And I would just remind people around the world that coming to the United States of America is a privilege. It is not a right. And if you abuse that privilege, and if you don't align with the values of the United States, and you don't respect our country, our culture, our laws, and our people, you are not welcome here under the leadership of President Donald J. Trump.
I like the sound of this, Nick, right? If you don't respect our country, if you don't love our country, we're done with you. We're a couple months into this, obviously, administration, so it's good to hear it now. But again, the media is sitting here and pushing this like this is racist. But I mean, we bring in people from countries that hate us and then wonder why these types of attacks happen.
Yeah, they've been calling this, like, you think about what Trump said back in 2015, you know, he said he was calling on a complete and total shutdown of all Muslims coming into the country. And I wish we would go back to that policy. Call me racist. I really don't care at this point. It's clearly these people do not, and they refuse to conform with the American people. They will not assimilate. We're not going to assimilate to them. It has to be the other way around. And they're not going to. We knew they weren't going to. And quite frankly, like, I'm glad they're doing this, but this should have been done how many months ago? 10, 11 months ago? And now we'll go back and revet all these people, but we can't, as we said at the top of the show, we can't revet these people. How do you vet these people? What do you say? Oh, well, if they worked with the CIA, then, you know, maybe we're going to, like, boot their asses out. Unfortunately, they're already here. And there are, how many of them did you saw these planes that were just full of and they were actually taking off out of Afghanistan, overloaded. That's how many people were on the plane. These massive C-17s were overweight coming out, 100,000+ of them. We don't know where they are at this point. We don't know what they're doing. We don't know if they're being radicalized while they're in the country here. We don't need to discriminate. We can be equal opportunity offenders, meaning that they can all leave instead of just a few of them.
I'm down with that. And Operation Allies Welcome brought in more than 70,000
Afghans. This doesn't sound like an ally to me, but.
No, it doesn't. I mean, if you love your country, this doesn't sound like an ally. And, you know, I speak to service members. And in fact, tomorrow when I speak with Sean Parnell over at the Pentagon, I'm actually going to ask him because he had a very interesting take on this that he said years ago in regards to the Afghan men when he was there with female service members. There was a group of women who he just, like, they had to protect because the Afghan men were targeting them and they wanted to sexually assault them. Yeah. And so it's just one of the many layers. We bring them into this country, we allow them in, and then we expect them to change their behaviors. And
what benefit do they serve to us? Can anybody name any?
They can never tell. Remember, Ilhan Omar did say that Somalians are the fabric of this great country.
Well, country, if you want to say. Am I allowed to say that? I don't know if I'm on terrestrial radio. Sorry, guys.
They've got the belly button. They're good to go.
But anyway, so, I mean, like, you see what's going on with the Somalis out there right now, where we just found out that $1 billion+ is somehow missing, and nobody noticed. I mean, like, we've been right every single time. It's not even just the conspiracy theorists at this point. It's the people that are just, like, a little bit right of center are pretty much right every single time now.
The conspiracy, if you're not a conspiracy theorist, you're an idiot at this point. Yeah. And we have a higher accuracy rate than the mainstream media, especially here on InfoWars. So, we'll just keep calling it out. Nick, thank you for joining me in studio. It's a pleasure to see you here.
Appreciate you having me, and welcome to the swamp.
It's quite lovely. The weather's been garbage too, but what else do we expect? All right, folks, we got more underway. We're going to be taking your calls in just a few moments. If you haven't done so already and you want to sound off, maybe give me some advice as we prepare for tomorrow's big day where I'll be trying to throw some questions over at Pete Hegseth and others. Give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We're taking your calls at the end. So 5 minutes? So don't go anywhere. Make sure you give us a call if you want to chat. Also, in the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free on all your favorite supplements. Now is the time to stock up over at thealexjonesstore.com.
The 12 Days of Christmas sale is here at thealexjonesstore.com. For the next 12 days, we will be running a series of limited time sales. All supplements, while supplies last, are buy one, get one free. add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement free. This isn't buy one supplement, the same supplement, like Ultramethylene Blue, get another one free. This is you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is an insanely good deal. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Sunday, December 7th. Visit theallshowstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Every purchase gets 50x entries to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. Oh, my God. I drove one of those. Just amazing. So smooth. This is not your granddaddy's Jeep. Every purchase gets 50x entries this week. Every time you buy something, you're putting 50 times in the sweepstakes to win our Jeep Rubicon 392, 10K cash on top of it, and brand new Ford Raptor, 10K cash for that. This only happens every few months in a crossover where we're about to end one sweepstakes and a new one's beginning. So there's this 1 week period every 2 months where when you enter to win, you can potentially win both vehicles, and it obviously increases your chance of winning one. The bigger issue is it funds this operation. And we can't do it without you. And we have changed the world together. And InfoWars is more influential than ever thanks to you being in the InfoWar. Everything I sell is the very best supplement we can get, the very best highly rated. I take it all. It has changed my life taking the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum. These aren't sexy names, but boy, they have sexy effects. The Ultramethylene Blue. And again, consult your physician before you take Methylene Blue. Ours is medical grade, the strongest out there. Talk to your physician first before you take it. This isn't a game. But Bovine Colostrum, should probably rerun that ad. It was just me at dinner for my dad's birthday in November, right after he had open heart surgery. Thank God it went well. And they had just gotten my Bovine Colostrum before we even rolled it out a few months before. And my mother's like, our hair, our nails, our skin, this is insane. Well, Bovine Colostrum works really great. This is the best. We got the private label, the best that's out there. That's just an example of what is available at theallshowstore.com. So you can buy any supplement, buy one, get any other supplement you want free, and you've got just 5 days to do it until the 7th of December, 2025, and it's a total win-win. But you're going to get the Bovine Colostrum and have a great effect. You're going to get the Methylene Blue and have an incredible effect. You're going to get the Irish Sea Moss and have a great effect. Now, things like the Irish Sea Moss and Shilajit take a week or so to build up to feel the effects. Send them a Bovine Colostrum. Not the case with Methylene Blue. Not the case with our turmeric. That is the strongest. 95% curcuminoid. The average turmeric product's 4%. Still works great for inflammation and, you know, helps your overall immune system and health. So these are all game-changing, amazing products at TheAlexShowStore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Wide selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, limited edition sweaters. Don't fight the crowds. Get great deals and support the InfoWar. Just decide to do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com and let's continue to change the world together.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones Store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, Bovine Colostrum too, and he was always stocked high with the precious Methylene Blue. But up on Mount Microchip lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast, and he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took Methylene Blue, Red, Ultimate Life Force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout, "The Globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop." To be continued.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
A lot to unpack. A lot of great guests joined me today in studio. As many of you guys know, we're in Rumble Studio over in Washington, D.C. I'm in Swamp Territory. I've been covering the Pentagon, and it's been quite the eventful day so far. So we've been doing a recap of all of that, and a lot's gone on. But it's been a very good day for me. Actually, it's been a great day for me. I'm not going to downplay it. I tatted myself a little bit in the last hour. We're going to keep that going. Today, we had a massive victory on the legal side of things. As many of you guys know, one of my hobbies is suing the federal government. And under the Biden regime, I did just that. And I can now claim victory over everyone's arch enemy, TSA. TSA just officially agreed to settle the lawsuit. Now, I sued TSA because they refused to hand over government documents that, through the Freedom of Information Act requests, they're supposed to hand over, but they just decided not to because, well, Joe Biden was occupying the White House and they didn't think the rules applied to them. So I sued them and we won. Now, if you're wondering what does a lawsuit like that look like when you claim victory, well, this is a hard one to claim victory on because these rarely happen. The TSA actually had to hand over documents. Remember when illegal aliens were being shuffled through airports and they didn't have to show their IDs? Well, I asked, like, how else are you guys going to prove who these people are? They say they are. How do you know they're not terrorists? You're shuffling them on commercial flights. You don't know who these people are. The Biden regime didn't want to tell me how they were verifying their identities. And then I learned through this lawsuit after suing that they were actually bringing convicted sex offenders into our country and then allowing them to use those documents that were given to them by DHS as IDs to come and fly on planes. No, seriously. That happened under the Biden regime. I put all that up, if you wanted to see it for yourself, over at independentnewsroom.com. Independentnewsroom.com. It's where I dump all of my big victories, document victories, of course. So you can head on over there to view that. But that was one element to it. That was a slam dunk win. So what does that mean? Well, after they finally hand things over, that means now that they have to pay my legal fees, which is a big one, especially when you're not a multimillionaire. So they will have to now pay over $5,000 in legal fees for my attorney, as well as reimburse me for the court filing. And I don't make a single dollar off of this, folks. We don't get any profit personally. My lawyer obviously gets paid for his time and effort. But that's the big news here. I got the documents, and that was good news. The only thing that they didn't hand over were my internal emails that I was requesting regarding Quiet Skies and how so many J6ers landed on the list. They claimed that it's a national security issue if they gave me those documents. So unfortunately, we weren't able to get past that argument. But we got a victory, and it's a very rare victory you get. So we celebrate. And I'm doing just that. All right, I'm taking your calls again, folks. So if you haven't done so already, we got a couple of minutes to start taking those calls. Give us a ring. Here's the number, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Let's work our way down from the list. Let's see. Sergeant in Texas wants to chat. Something about the Pentagon these days. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I will obviously appeal to your experience on what questions to ask, but Alex did have a really good point today. As he had rehashed your question that you gave to them today, he said that it wouldn't really matter the answer, but if you would pose the question about the Podesta plan and
yes,
maybe kind of lead her into the question, sort of like, or Pete, if Mr. Hegseth, if you're there, you know, hey, would you concur that we are coming out of the second phase into the third phase of the Podesta plan, which is all out civil war, and kind of like, you know, it might catch him off his footing, and it'd be kind of interesting to see.
Yeah, no, I'm game for that. We could try to give that a try. I know tomorrow's be a little chaotic, but why not? Why not throw it his way and see what they say? I also will be speaking with a lot of top officials tomorrow too. So, you know, if we don't get it with Pete Hegseth, we could definitely try with the others. So I like the suggestion. And we'll keep that in mind. Thank you for calling into the show today. We greatly appreciate your time, of course. All right, let's turn to Michael in Washington State. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna. Enjoy your show. Real quickly, on the immigration front, the reason that these folks are coming here is in part due to a vacuum that's been created by the fact that we don't have a domestic birth rate that supports what we need to do as a nation. So that one reason they're coming here is because of that. And nobody really addresses what we got to do about that and turning the focus to increasing the birth rate. But I wanted to tell you, because I served for over 30 years in the Army, and I retired as a major JAG. And one of the things that you might look at, there's a training manual. It's number 2000-25 from 1928, when we were the Department of War, or War Department back then, and it's on citizenship. And you might ask Hegseth about training recruits on the Constitution, okay? I was a JAG. I used to train troops on obeying orders and that whole process. It's not something for Senator Kelly to discuss the way that he did, because what he did is he interjected himself into the chain of command. And I've done my research on it. He can be recalled to active duty and be charged with at least five different articles of the UCMJ that I would recommend. And I used to advise commanders all the way from the company level up to the corps level, which is a three-star command. And I prosecuted. I did general court-martial, so I know what I'm talking about. He could be brought back to active duty. But when you're talking to Hegseth, back in Trump's first term, I and some retired officers submitted through the Heritage Foundation to the Department of Defense back then this idea of training troops on citizenship and the Constitution. And lo and behold, the first Trump administration created the 1776 Commission, which was exactly designed to do that sort of a thing. So that needs to be resurrected. I can tell you, on the very first day that Joe Biden was in office, he abolished that 1776 commission. So you know how important it is. So that's what I wanted to tell you. I think you can make a really good inroad with Hegseth on this whole idea. When we have those troops in the commands, whether it's in basic training and their initial training to learn the Constitution or in their commands, that's something I think you can push. Look up that training manual. It's citizenship. Okay.
Well, I've got those. Thank you for that, by the way. And thank you for your service. I truly mean that. Thank you for that. I took the notes. We're going to look into that for sure. And we'll make sure to throw that his way. I think that's something he'd also actually be on board for. We know that he wants to uproot all of the wokeness and the nonsense that's infiltrated the military. And he definitely wants to push something like that. So we appreciate that. I'm going to flag that for him. And if we don't get that to him directly, we'll send it over to his people. They actually do a really good job over at the Pentagon, their comms team over there for Pete Hegseth, getting the information directly either to him or just at least getting it to the right people. And so that's something that I will definitely do. So I appreciate you calling in and getting that to us, because we want to make that a top priority. And especially because, you know, you have Mark Kelly out there, the senator, Mark Kelly out there trying to sit there and say that it's up to these individuals, these service members, to understand the law and decide whether something's legal or illegal. I think it's important for them to understand what the Constitution is all about. So definitely that's a great one. So thank you for that. Let's turn to Stephen in Alaska. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hello, Brianna. I was trying to call you the other day. We were speaking on Tina Peters.
Yes.
In the state of Colorado. So I was quite the retard when I was younger and got in a lot of trouble. And I can't say that any of it was not my doing, because it was all my doing. However, I ended up in the Department of Corrections in Colorado for a total of 17 and a half years. And they are foul in there. They will put you in segregation for nothing. They don't need any proof. It would be a very big thing for you to get her out of there ASAP, because some of the stuff that I've seen guards do in there, some of the stuff they did to me, as a matter of fact, I mean, I got a tattoo done while I was in there that they didn't appreciate, and it wasn't racial or nothing. It just wasn't anything that they liked. And I got put in an administrative segregation for 2.5 years. That's 23-hour-a-day lockdown, 5 days a week, and the other 2 days are 24-hour-a-day lockdown. So I'm rooting for you. I hope she gets out, because what she did, she's a patriot. She's not a criminal. What I did was criminal, you know. So she didn't have it coming. I did. So that's the difference. But on a better note, I've been out since 2005, and I haven't even had a traffic ticket. So something good happened.
That's good. I mean, that's good to hear. And thank you for being honest, honestly, because I think most people shy away from taking blame, and they tend to shift the blame. So, Stephen, definitely thank you for that. Yeah, when it comes to Tina Peters, it's driving me nuts, right? Because we know she's was charged by the state of Colorado, so they can't just pardon her on the federal level and get her released. They've already tried to send over a letter asking for her to be transferred over to federal custody. Again, that has to get approved. It's not something that's instant, but I know Ed Martin over at the Weaponization Division at the DOJ is fighting for her, so that's a big one I want to keep driving home, too. Also, you mentioned solitary. Sadly, the last update that we had of Tina Peters was that she maybe had gotten into like a little bit of an argument with another inmate. Nothing physical, verbal, and they shuffled her into solitary. So the last I read, I don't know if she's out yet, was that she was placed in solitary from this. I mean, this is a woman who is not in great health, who is obviously a patriot, but most importantly, she lost her son. She lost her son. They are a Gold Star family, and she lost her son. So the fact that Colorado continues to go after her and will not release her, I mean, she's a political hostage. I think it's actual embarrassment that the Trump administration hasn't started pulling back federal funding. She needs to be free. I love the fact that the president speaks up for her and puts out Truth Social posts, but there needs to be more there than just the Truth Social posts. This woman is being held hostage. She's not in good health, and we need her to come back, to be free, and to get the medical treatments that she needs. I mean, that's the reality. That really is. And so it's absolutely heartbreaking to see. Stephen, thank you for calling into the show. We greatly appreciate it, of course, that you did just that. So thank you. I want to turn to Chris in Washington State. Chris, welcome to the show. Chris, are you with us? All right. Sounds like Chris is not with us. Maybe we could bounce back to him later if he does jump back on that line. Let's turn to Mark in Florida. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello there. I wanted to say that if you speak to Mr. Hegseth, you can mention that the Podesta plan calls for a false flag operation to incite color revolution. The question is, does the counterintelligence of the United States have a false flag to false flag their false flag? In other words, do we have a theatrical thing ready to hijack an eventual false flag so that no color revolution will take place?
Good question. Get on my throwing that their way. Okay. I mean, it's,
I have many patents. I invent a lot of things. Believe me, for example, I've invented fences that go in the garage when there's a hurricane. So I'm selling a lot of those. I come up with a lot of great inventions. One of them was the tinfoil hat, by the way. I invented the tinfoil hat, and it's useful. If you were getting irradiated by satellites like you wouldn't believe, in any case, you should false flag a false flag. In other words, have a piece of theater ready to take over their false flag and deviate it, rendering it useless.
Yes. Well, we like your insight there. Thank you for calling in. We'll keep the suggestions in mind, of course. I think, though, I don't know, the tinfoil hat, Matt, don't you think that was probably like an Alex original? I feel like Alex is the OG when it comes to that. So you might get a little bit of a challenge and pushback from me on that front. But thank you for calling into the show. We greatly appreciate it, of course. All right, let's turn to Andrew. Oh, Chris is back. Chris is back on the line. Chris in Washington State. There you go. OG of the tinfoil hats. Chris, welcome to the show. We're glad he got you back on the line. What's going on?
I would like to ask the Pentagon. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask the Pentagon what they're doing in relation to the Monroe Doctrine.
Yeah, that's a good question. Do you have any specifics that you specifically want, or just ask in general?
General question. Thank you, War Room. Yeah. Appreciate you getting raw around the world, you know.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you calling in and sticking with us. So thank you, Chris, for that. Andrew in New York, you want to talk about Mandani. What's going on over there?
Hi, so I hope he doesn't do the policy that you're saying, the socialist crap that he said he wanted to take over, like the groceries and all that type of crap sucks. And also, he shouldn't let out, like, jihadis from, like, jail and stuff. He said, though, when he was talking to Trump, that he would, like, deport people. Mm-hmm. And Trump said that if he messes around, then he won't give him, like, funding. Because, like, all the socialist policies are very bad. Like Obamacare, too. Like, that type of health care in Canada's health care sucks. Like, the maid stuff, the socialized health care, that they wait on lines for, like, months for like a surgery, like mm-hmm. So hopefully like that they don't do social stuff and they deport people and don't have like Sharia and all that type of that crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we hope that New York sees better days. Honestly, it's not looking good. I saw that the New York City Council is already voting in to give both themselves and Zohran Mamdani raises, which is obviously something that you want for them both. I mean, it's just so garbage. New York City, sadly, I say don't bail it out. Don't bail it out. When it hits rock bottom, you got to let it hit rock bottom in order for those changes to take place. These people who voted these policies in by voting for Zohran Mamdani and other radical left-wing terrorists, who are pretending to be elected officials, of course, politicians. I'm just so over it. New York City, obviously, was my original stomping grounds back in the day as a New Yorker. So it's heartbreaking to say. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to see any of that happen. It's not going to work out. We've seen socialism never work out for anyone. But the guy's a communist. So I don't think he's going to back down anytime soon. And he's also a coward when he's in front of President Trump. I mean, he's literally shaking. The guy is a wimp. So, Andrew, thank you for calling in. Of course, you know, I can ramble all day about Zoe Ramadani. I don't like that guy at all. But we got more callers on the line. Dustin in South Carolina, I see you want to talk a little bit about the Podesta plan as well and the military vets. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Brianna?
Hi, welcome to the show.
I was going to talk about asking for the Podesta plan, but we already had callers in calling for that. So,
yeah. What about military vets, though? Was that your second topic?
Yes. So it was mainly to see if they can do something to fix what is going on, you know, for military veterans. And the corruption within the VA.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you on this. I think we got Doug Collins, the former congressman who's now running the Department of Veteran Affairs. Yeah, there's a lot of issues. I'm suing the VA because, again, they mistreated J-6ers, veterans, before they were even convicted of anything, pulling their benefits. There's a lot of issues with the VA, and I don't think people talk about how political it has gotten. And so, yeah, no, I think that's a major, major issue. I look forward to asking about that. That's something that's close, though, to Pete Hegseth, obviously the Secretary of War. I keep just saying his name like he's not an official at official capacity, so that's my fault. And also Sean Parnell as well. These two guys truly, truly bleed for their fellow veterans and want to help them out significantly. So, yeah, this is definitely a top issue for them. And we hope they can make some changes over there. I mean, it's just so frustrating that this is the ongoing issue that we continue to have to deal with, of course. So thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. I want to turn to Alex in Virginia. You're next up. Alex, welcome to the show.
Brianna, I'd like to congratulate you today on representing InfoWars lovely at the Pentagon. And just to think, the Onion wanted to own the InfoWars and make us look real stupid. And here we are asking questions in the Pentagon where they can't be. You think anybody's going to take the Onion seriously and put them at the Pentagon? No. But you did grand today, and I congratulate you, ma'am.
Well, first off, Alex, thank you for calling. You're my favorite person of the day, so thank you for that. It's not easy, right? Because these cowards, they left. They left. They lied, by the way. I've read the contract. We've posted it online. It's not even a contract. It's like a just acknowledge that you've read the rules of the Pentagon. You don't even have to abide by it. It's just they want you to know that this is what the rules are. And they didn't like that. So they all made their way out the door. I heard their little whispers yesterday at the Pentagon that the corporate media hacks that made that whole photo op to get out. I heard little whispers that they're trying their best to beg and plead to get back into the room. So I say no. It was actually enlightening, too. All right. I got the good chuckle today. Matt was with me. Matt's my producer of the American Journal, of course, if you didn't know that. But Matt was with me, and we were hanging out at the Pentagon today, and we noticed my old employer, it's no longer, though. They had their little sticker on the ground for where their old placement was. So, of course, you know, it was great to take over. As many of you guys know, I used to work for Fox and got pushed out because of the jabs. And so it's always a good chuckle these days when I got to take over. So, Alex, thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. It's not easy to do either, but it was also really cool. Laura Loomer, I've actually never met her in person, but she's an awesome chick. I was next to her during the presser. I know a lot of people were sounding off about that. I thought that was really cool. Savannah Hernandez there as well. Jack Posobiec also in the room as well. James O'Keefe. So you've got a good crowd of people who are now credentialed to cover the Pentagon, and you're not going to get, like, I put out at least four stories that were critical of the Pentagon under this new leadership. They weren't disrespectful. They were very respectful, but also voicing concerns about, you know, Qatar and other things. And they still gave me access. So to all those corporate media hacks to say, oh, no, they only let Brianna into the room because she will regurgitate MAGA talking points, that's a lie. They know that I challenged them.
And they know that they get emails from me all the on the regular anyway, that pushes, you know, for real accountability and pushes for the actual facts. And I fact check constantly before sharing it, the media reporting with them first to make sure that it's legitimate, or to get their side on it. And so that's what we do. So thank you for that. Yeah, it's quite the interesting scope these days to be there, to be in the room. I look forward to continuing to be in the room. And, you know, we'll figure things out as it goes on. Folks, I want to remind you, too, tomorrow we're going again, Pentagon again. The Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, will be taking questions from the new media tomorrow morning. So I will be there. We will be talking to him. So you're going to want to watch our coverage. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning. I'm sure we'll carry it over on the American Journal as well, of course. Also, I will be sitting down with a bunch of Pentagon officials doing one-on-one interviews with them. And that's going to be really cool because there's a lot of top officials, like I keep saying, Sean Parnell, who's done an incredible job as, you know, Pete Hegseth's advisor, as well as the spokesperson for the Pentagon, as well as General Anthony Tata, who I knew prior to stepping into this position. But I will be sitting down with these great men, these patriots, and going over a lot, going over what their jobs are, what their everyday roles are, and then just asking them for, what are you doing? How are you going to fix this place? They're under fire too. They have a lot of people who are strategically placed by Democrats into these key roles so that the next administration, if it was ever a Republican, couldn't uproot these issues. So they've got a lot of things to sift through. And, you know, we'll make sure that we talk to them about that. Also worth noting is Laura Loomer's been doing an incredible job of going out there and exposing a lot of these people who are in the Pentagon and should not be there because they're so biased. And, because they're obviously, some of them are deep state operatives allegedly. So it's going to be good to have her there too, asking these tough questions. Again, they didn't want cushy reporters. Otherwise, you wouldn't ask for me. You wouldn't ask for Laura Loomer. You wouldn't ask for Jack Posobiec to step in the room and to ask these questions. And, you know, Posobiec knows what he's talking about when he does just that. So again, it's interesting to sit back and see. I must say, in the meantime, though, if you haven't told you already, which I know I told you a couple of times, we have the BOGO sale going on right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you want to support our efforts to be in the room of places like the Pentagon, we need you to support us over at thealexjonesstore.com. That's how you send me to the rooms like these, ask these tough questions. We got a good deal going on right now, too, over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. It is an incredible deal. It's BOGO. So buy one, get one free on all your favorite supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com. Now's the time to stock up because this is worth it. And I know a lot of you guys were wondering, methylene red, you guys going to get in stock? We've stocked up again on that. Don't know how much longer it's going to last, though. That's one of our top sellers. And if you ever watched me host the morning show, you know, for the first couple of minutes of the first hour, I'm like stumbling all over the place until I finish drinking my drink, which obviously has both the blue and the red in it. And all of a sudden, I no longer have brain fog and everything seems to make sense. And I mean, all right, I won't oversell, but my brain fog does get better. So again, this is something that you're going to want to do. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Make yourself healthier. We're trying to support the MAHA movement by putting out great supplements, high quality supplements over at the shop. So please support us by heading over to thealexjonesstore.com. Also, as you guys know, as we just spoke to the callers, they're trying to shut us down. They're not going to win though. They keep trying, but it's not going to work for them. So make sure in the meantime, though, you head on over to alexjonesapp.com. Download the app so you can stay in touch with us wherever we go. Again, my interviews over at the Pentagon, they're going to air on the American Journal on Thursday morning. So make sure you tune in, of course, because I'm going to be asking some tough questions. Oh, there you go. So you guys, make sure you head on over there and tune in. All right, that does it for me on the War Room. Thank you to Harrison Smith for allowing me to swap places with him, of course. In the meantime, I'll catch you back on the American Journal on Thursday. Have a good night.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bodies Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.